Suicide. The word for suicide in Hebrew is Ma'abed Atzmo Ladat. He makes himself lost, literally, with knowledge. He kills himself. So the Mechaber says in Sif Aleph that Ma'abed Atzmo Ladat, and it's asking him to call Dover, and it's Abel Molov. See that the Rambam and the Ramban are, we saw the picture of the Kivega yesterday, so the Chosel Rambam and the Ramban. But how do you define exactly a suicide? That's a big question. So the Divrei Sofrim quotes from the one of the Sforum, it's only very limited, very limited. You have to have warned him, and you have to have been the Kabbalah straw. The guy says, I'm going to commit suicide. Don't you dare commit suicide. Suicide is like murder, and you're a big Russia, and it's a terrible thing. Don't you dare to eat the gum of the rice, the chas v'shalom, the chayav misa. And give a total shtickle terror, the chayav misa b'liyotah, the chayav misa b'shamayim, the chas chinuch. You can go to a terror with the most if you want. But it's an Eastern governor, the right to commit suicide. And the guy responds, I don't care, do it anyway. So that's the figure. Then all these laws apply. Failing that, it doesn't apply at all. And that's what it says in the difference. Of course, it's the Tapichas Midvash, one of the throne that he quotes that I never heard of before. Rabbi Simon? Rabbi Simon, I've heard of, you know that it's not one of the most popular forum that we have, and it's on everybody's desk. I'm sure it's another Gadol. And he says it's Zach, and the Divrei Sof wants to be masking to him. Why? He says, look, let's just somebody thinks it's mutter to commit suicide. In the Drushan, there may be some case where it is mutter. Someone who is going to be killed by someone else. Yochel Kishol. There's all people we read about it in Nebuchadnezzar, Tishabov, right? About the people who jumped over the ship to avoid being Nichshon Averis, all kinds of things. Do you think? Then his parallel master is Musa. He made a mistake. So if he made a mistake, so then all the halachas of Avelis certainly would apply. So the Tapichas Midrash is willing to assume the absence of any other evidence of the contrary. The guy didn't know. He didn't know. So what's the point of that draw? I said, come on, put this. So this not draw, the half of Ben Shagig is amazing. It's not even about draw to kill someone. But otherwise, your faith is going to be a Shagig. The Chassam Sofa argued. Presumably, the Chassam Sofa thinks, come on, everyone knows suicide. Come. He has no suicide also. Everyone knows suicide also. That's the Machlokes and the Messias, Lachar. Everyone agrees that if he doesn't know, it's also that he is all halachas to shaking. Everyone agrees that if he knows, that he loses, he forfeits these halachas. And the question is, did he know or not? I don't know. Who's right? Who's right today? What do you say? People know that suicide is an issue of Chama Daraisa. I don't know. I'm not so sure. Especially with Dr. Death is still walking around. And I don't know what people know anymore nowadays. I don't know. So it's hard to know. I think my folks more than it sees. Yeah. Kishach passes into cut days that, although it says over here, lo koron olav, right? But the Ramban says no. Avelim koron olav. Interesting. How far did it go? The Ramban also said Avelim says that they're Mitzavolov. Why is he only quoting koron olav? So the Divrei Sofrim suggests that he's only quoting Korim Olav because Kriya Luchud Vavelis Luchud. So it's a Machlech, the Ramam and Ramban, who would be Machriya Ben Ahorim? So you should do Kriya. But as far as Vavelis is concerned, where Allah could never make a Ba'ogel, then even the Shach would agree that the Maitre is no Vavelis for a Ma'abed Asmol Adah. Interesting though, the Divrei Sofrim quotes the Chassam Sofer who says, Yochol Amora Lipsok. Like the Ramban, by Avelis, why? Bishul Kvod HaMishpocha. Ein Mekilin, the Kvod Mishpocha be Yisro. As our Lashon quoted from Chassam Sofer. I have only one problem. I have a problem. Before the Chassam Sofer came on the scene, when it says that Ma'abed Asim Ladas, Ein the Tzavel Olov. Is that an Isser? Also the Tzavel Olov? Or just means? Ein Tzvichel the Tzavel Olov. How do you understand? Well, how does the Olam understand this? Is it not required to do Avelis? Well, you're not allowed to do Avelis. You don't have a riot? Anybody? Doesn't say. So I don't understand the Chassam Sofer from the Marashah. If it means ain't Tzorach Avelis, and the guy wants to do Avelis, who's stopping it? You need to stop it. And if, in fact, if it's a Tzorach Avelis, then Isser, should there be, for whatever reason, then I'm not so sure what the answer is. So again, if you look it up, I'm not exactly sure what the Isser was, what the answer is. Don't know.
One.
Yeah.
One.
Bittul Torah. Bittul Torah. Maybe those few things. You know, that's what we can make up. Sure. The Mara can say, keep all the left, but put on spell the first day, and then learn Torah in your free time. You know, and not need too much free time, because I'm sitting shiva and I'm coming in the house like this.
A friend wants to sit at home and do nothing.
Right? Well, we're here in Baruch HaKol, we should learn every minute.
But
He gives the warning. These are suicide notes. I'm going up to the top of the roof. I'm gonna go jump off. Right? That's what he says. So the post can say, this is why I saw different sofer. Even called the Chasam Sofer that says that you don't need a hasrah, but if someone is dead under very, very suspicious circumstances, but he never left no suicide note. So we don't deny the mitzvah that he killed himself. It's hard to deny. But we can say Ruach Biasoto. He was overcome with a Ruach Shtut. So he didn't do it, not Midas, Shalom Midas. As the custom say, Yush, Shalom Midas. You know, it's the same as verse. You give up, Shalom Midas. So most people commit suicide, it means they give up. They give up because Nebuch, they lost their girlfriend, rejected them. What else suicide about these days? Teen suicide, Rahman al-Islam. The girlfriend rejected them. Or their heroin salesman moved out of town, so they can't handle it anymore. So they're Shalom Midas. It could be, that's what the post can say. If you save the parish with Yishev Adam, and you guys committing suicide as a matter of Shita, what the Japanese call the Hari Kari. But then that's a difference too. That's Ma'abedat Moladat. Some argue that even on that Nafiku. Okay. Now look and sit here, both, right? Okay? Be'manoshim shaparku ola mitzvah me'al tavorah ve'neflolam be'pal yitro ba'siyasam be'chvorah mawadot v'shiyot batek ne'siyot batek medroshim v'ra'em kibnei b'parah na'atman g'shar ha'umot u'ben amurim v'amosim kol elu ein onanim v'emitzavlam aleyem elacheyem v'shar kroveyem lovshim levonim u'vitzatrim levonim v'ochlim v'shosim v'smech as it says v'avod v'shor rina. So in the Rosh it goes from one of those sources. Now, presumably the Rabban agrees. The Rabban presumably agrees with the Zin. He didn't say the Farish, but presumably he agrees. What does Lovshim Levonim mean? Hey, Mitzavlim. It says in the Sefer Smochus, Lovshim Levonim. Now, what do you mean? They had a minig, look at the Rosh Tzadi Dala. They had a minig, they had to wear black during Shiva. The Rosh is Kolechad Yidna Gosim and Hogo. There was a minig wearing black. So it says in the Mitzvarish, in the Sefer Smochus, to wear white. That's tantamount to saying, Ein Mitzablim Olof. Right? Either Rabban says, Ma'abad Asmodas is Mitzablim Olof. No! That's because richness is not so great. You just had a moment of weakness, or even if it was what we call the dad, principally jumped off the roof. But that was it. One mistake he made. A big one. A biggie. But one. But this guy, the whole life is a mistake. He's the whole life, he's not keeping the mitzvah, he's not doing anything. He's a Gansin. Separated, Torah all our mitzvahs may all completely, Parsha Agatiba completely. The Rabban presumably would agree in that kind of a case. Now, what about a tinuch shenishba? It happens halacha lemaisa, not every day. People pass away, and they're not religious. And the parents weren't religious. But they have a brother that came from maisa b'chol yom. What's halacha? What's halacha? The mamash like the goyim. I mean, unfortunately, they never go to shul. They never, nothing. They don't have the mess. We're average American. You can't tell anything. What happens to that kind of a case? I thought, according to the Parshat Shat in the Masechta Smochus, that the Rosh called by Bogus Shoim Rina. Not a rock, poor guy in Russia. How did the poor guy in Russia? What did the poor guy do? He never knew any better. He was brought up in an unfirm environment. So see, all that the Rambam added a lot of little, the Rambam jazzed it up a lot. He said, doesn't sit in shul, doesn't go to Beit Medrash, doesn't keep Shabbos in Yom not for Claudius Royal. According to the Rambam, it's arguable. But even though it's not his fault, it's Nachal's not part of Klal Yisrael. So it's not so clear. So if you look in the Mordechai, see, everyone open up please. Siman Tuf, Pei, Vos. talks about a case, not our version of Phoenix Shanidba, where he's sitting like an American and you know, just sitting in the ballpark, but Nebuch, he's sitting in the church. In those days, they would baptize children forcibly. Mono Islam. The Mordechai says, God ben shanosh nasayim shehemir and emo. He made a decision. 1 year old, they took him in the water. Umeit, omeri, shehendir shem etavdom, the vada gadol and etavdom alav kamin and perkin nukmaradin, bavod shorina. Have a cotton mash in the rule, be amarosa, ma mala, ma morid. Have a kilo him about carp. What did he do? They took him into the water. Garnish, they're giving him a bath. They sprinkle the holy water on him. I mean, it's stuff, the father. There's no meaning. Rabbi Natan, Omar, Shain, the Tazam, Allah. Maybe Rabbi told them to the Sanhedrin. Tani Katana here, and Idaka, Shahutku, you know. So, my cloak was in the rug, him, or in the rug. Shmamino, the Abon, him, is Tablin. The Chiplig, him, in the rug, in the Bailiff. Moses and the Tablin. So, my cloak was good earlier, Rabbi Natan, and the Reed, and it's very, very Nakuda. Shulchan Aruch passes this way. In Sivov, Shin Nam Hei, Sivov, Kotten Ben Shadosh, Asayim Shehemir, and Imo, Meit, Ein Mitablim Olof. Right? Ein Mitablim Olof. That's how the Rambam. It's fitting with Tepei, my single term. Tepei, not out, not in shul, in church. Not committed is false enough. I wonder whether Ramban, if the Ramban would argue, because Ramban doesn't give this. That might have to be a Russia. This guy's not a Russia. You are going to pay, maybe you're not going to sip up too. As a matter of fact, look at the Ramah, right? I am El Shin Mem Sip Hey. Take a look. I'm also to look. You better look. What does it say? El Shin Mem Sip Hey. Says the Ramah. Mumma Klot Shame and Oven and Emo. Now they can own it. But the first day it says, you are Mitzavah. 2 days. That's the point. There are 2 days. There are Benatam and Ari. They quote here in Sif Neramah. In Simen Shin Mem. Sif. Hey. Yeah. One last point before we start the sugya, which is in that Mordechai that we saw before in tough days. Vav, a terrible story. What a story. Yes.
So my question is about cases where the baby dies
while it's all
days.
That's not that's the some say.
If baptized, he wouldn't know a Christian.
Right. If you look at the different talk, he quotes that as a possibility, but he rejects it. They're even arguing even if he got older, there's still an argument. Apparently. Again, if you look there, I think that's what it says. I'm pretty sure. If I'm wrong, you let me know. I make many mistakes. Okay, take a look at this terrible story. The mayor of Rabbi Yitzchak Mivina, Shrabbeinu Gershon, is Abel al Beno Shehemir. Amalo, I assume that Rabbi Yitzchak about the Ruah, told the Rabbeinu Mami Rutenberg, Shehnuma Bimenu, Lafushi Tzahar Odiyava, Shlozdocha Losha Vitshuva. Now that he couldn't get the son to go to do tshuva. It relates a little to what you just said. I'm not sure when he died. He died as a youngster. Maybe he was older. It's unclear. A real movie. Yeah, but there's a bracket which says in emo. I don't know if that means, you know, if he's 50 and his mother's 70, who cares in emo? I mean, I don't know exactly what, maybe it's not the wrong gear. But anyway, the Parshas Pshat of Ben Gershon, he observed Shiva when he died. He converted, and then he died, and he observed Shiva. That's the question, that's the context over here. If you look at Hagdolas Ashi, there's one unfortunate letter, which sent from one letter came of such an unbelievable thing out of nowhere, which is really, it's just not true. How can I do? Take a look, though, if I want to show you what the one letter is. Okay, Simon Nuntet, and Hagdolas Ashi. One letter. Mamish, one letter. What's the one letter? Rabbi Gershon, this Abel Albano, Ki Shehemir Dato. Not Shehemir Dato. Ki Shehemir Dato. What does that mean? What does it sound like? When did he observe the Shiva? When? With Shata Hamar, when he converted. And then now he was in 7 days, but Yud Dalad Yom. Kavachom on the Shechina Bosu Yom. Me'or Zerua.
Wow.
So there's a custom that's observed in some places. Mono Islam in Europe is very popular. I mean, never had happened, unfortunately. Someone's converted, or even someone married a shiksa, which they viewed as the same thing in those days, they would mamish observe shiv. I know people in America did it. They did it. But the pashtun is all a mistake. If you look at the new tour, he says you look at the Ruah and all the sources, it's just not true. La'adam. There's no such thing. Lahayu Tvara Me'olam. The Chachmas Adam said it in Kufun Vav Sivav based upon this letter Kin. But if you look at the Chachmas Lamaram, Simon Lamazayim, which we have, and there was the Ruah, Tav Chachet, which we have, it doesn't say so. And the two in the bottom, Yud Ches, as I put in the Ma'amah Kovat, points this out. Okay? Fine. Now we start on the Shad of the Shemaya today's Shia. We're going from yesterday. Simon Shin Mem is a Simon about Korea. And I want to discuss from the very beginning the first Birka Yosef. Before we even start the Birka Yosef, this is a very important point over here. People think that there's a bracha on Korea. What's the bracha? Dianem. Because the custom, you've seen, I'm sure you've all seen it in the Raya, they say Dianem and they rip. The Birka Yosef is just simply a misconception, a total misconception. Why? It says, Mina Gaolam Levarach HaKriya Dayan Emet B'Shem HaMalch U'Bor Shatamish of Maidat Tan Al Shmuz Rose. Everyone knows someone dies, you make Dayan Emet Amalo Meis Oviv Levarach Dayan Emet B'Furish in the Mishnah The Kemish HaTikmu Levarach HaLabisa As Mechu HaBroch HaZu Al HaKriya But nothing to do with the Kriya. Nothing at all. Someone's a gam gang. Hashem has nothing at all to do. Might ask a Mina quote. What if someone heard that his relative died, he said, Baruch Hashem, Dianem. Okay, sir. Now he comes to the Levaya, and the rabbi is about to rip the career with him and says, okay, now say after me. Say after me. What say after you? I said it already. I said it when I heard the news on the telephone. I was in the room. I said it right away. So what's the name? You ask me? That's it. I'll say it again. But there are those who don't know the government. They don't say it again. The passion is not that way. I would say the Shabbos, God will drop a little bit of Torah. But there is such a view which I thought didn't even exist, but the print, and that's the Gdol HaKosot and Divrei Sofim, that actually says no, Kriya is Tohen Bracha. Well, does it not Tohen Bracha? Why is it not Tohen Bracha? So the Raimit, quote in the Abu Draham, says, in the Yeshba, the Mishim Kilkul Acherim. It means somebody died. You don't make a Bracha on the Mitzvah, which is related to someone's Tzivah. So I understand. Okay. Who ripped Jerobosa? Please turn to the back. So the Chidushim of the Urim, of Rabbi Chaim Zalman Margolyes, printed in the back, the whole page on Kriya. All right? Turn them up. This is the first page here for the Mechaber. All right. Page 402. It's who should rip? So the Siv Beis, he writes, called Kriya Tov, Tiyah Dei Acher, Mitzvayesh Vimenu, Igag Mas Nefesh Tvei, Sh'acher Koreak Suso, Mushol Tzvi Mechaber Olav Esdino Yizborah. Same to Olav Eimah. Where does it come from? Gosh, it comes from the Marantinus. Says that someone who puts ash on his head, someone else pushes it there, it's a bigger design than if you do it by yourself. However, the Rebbe Chaim Zalman goes, it's a kasha, Rebbeinu Shalevim, the mitzvah of a gufo. I can't tell someone else, someone put on film for me, says a sugar for me, not that someone else rip the coal with the garden for me. The answer is, I don't think I ever saw it before in print, but I've been saying for a long time, that the quote of some, mitzvah of a gufo means mitzvah sha'al gufo. Put the film on your arm. You put your body, your whole body goes into the sukkah. But something you do with your hands, it's not true. I did my Brit Mila to talk about it. I just never saw it in print until right here. Is it the pinch? What does it mean, Gufo? Al Gufo. She has sent an Al Gufo, but I know what Filika Yose. But what you're supposed to do is just Mila. It's exactly as long as I gave my game. It's not a problem. So I stay with the Prime Zaman. Look at Chute Base of Prime, he says. I explain it. Fine. After all this bottom line, so maybe someone else should do it, maybe you should do it, start on Lakan or Lakan, he quotes the minute at the bottom. I'm in it, last few lines. She echoed me, Sham Sheikh Ebbe Kadisha, Maslow the Kotech, Tat the Saka, Beth the Tat, she was there. So you can't get through the hand. You can't get through with your hand. We'll see later. Most people can't get through with their hand. That's a powerful Popeye. Rip through the clothes of the hand. You need to be very strong. Most people aren't so strong. So they give a little help with a razor or a knife to go through the seam. Huh? Kerat Fe. What kind of usage is this of Kerat Fe? Well, I mean, these guys are experts in the syntax of Hebrew, Aramaic. Kerat Fe? What do you think about? It's a mud balush, no? So I think it's a typo. It should be Kerat Tepa. I'm glad to make suggestions. Because then they get all of the they haven't printed the this was in a recent printing. I saw in the Dibre Sofrim, it's the cotton dalit, he says fey. But it's the cotton sadi dalit, he's paskin, you have to rip an additional tefa. Look how people. That happens all the time. Very often that happens, they take the thing and they start ripping down, and rip so it's hard to get through. And then they say, okay, rip more. And the other guy rips, they have a tefa. Chassi, the chassi, the star. It's a bit of yeah, but it's good. But the chatchila, he should be ripping a tefach all on his own. I think it should be. I think the word tefach is what the word that belongs over here. Okay, when should kriya be done? Let's take a look in the Ramah, back in Simon Shin Mem, fifth Aleph. What does it say? What does that mean? Did the Shach look back? So I looked back there, and I looked at the new tour on the bottom. The gear is not Pnei Hamei, so it really means should be, believe it or not, Pi Hamei. But it says in the book of Goldfish, you can't move the mouth of the, it starts to open, you can't touch it. After Nebuchadnezzar, the person passes away, you close the mouth. That's when you say dynamic. That's when you're in. So if you look back, it doesn't say slam, it means presumably when the kavur is done. It means right away. So the ikir adin rabot is halacha. No question. The ikir adin, the preferred time to do the kriya is on the spot. If your person's around the bed, the relative dies, boom, right away. Nonetheless, minig Yisrael is not that way. And for a whole host of reasons. Most people can't do it. Okay, someone died. We're going to take his hand and go. Doesn't go. Have to go get a knife. Hooray, who's going to find a knife? Who's going to put tumors in the hospital? Someone, most people die in the hospital today. Then go find himself a knife and a razor. You can't leave the body alone. It's a behold. He doesn't know what to do. With this side, that side, up, down, rear. He doesn't know what to do. So the minute became an almost universal thing. Even if you're there, because it's the shamash, the big zach, nonetheless, you wait until a later time. To do the kriya. That's a meaning which is almost universally accepted nowadays. What later time? You wait to what's called another shatzchima. What is that? Quoted from the, based on the krisha, the kodachof, some of the kvura. Some do attack in the cemetery. Well, you know, that's a shatzchima when they see that, but the relatives being lowered into the ground. And most in America they do it by the levaya itself, also a shatzchim. Okay, so that's the minig in most places. Okay, everybody with me? Right. The Gemara is not Kofman Beis. It's the first Maramukh. I'm going in front of the Maramukhimus here with the Kriya. The first Maramukh is a story about Abaya, about our Neymar. What happened with our Neymar, Nebuch? Our Neymar says, Shokoble Barbare, Kora Yilave. Also break Korah ba'ape. Ifka the miyush of Korah. Kov Korah ba'umot. He ripped the second time. Second, the third, the whole thing. The kids, what do you want to say? So it says, Kriya ba'umot minolan. Ayokom iyo ba'ikwes mi'ilo. Okay, you have to do it. You have to stand up. There's a whole discussion. Is this actually the ikuva or not? Take a look, if you will, in the Rosh Simen Mem Dalit. Everyone have to look inside, please. The Rosh Simen Mem Dalit. The Rabbit says, "Zeh the lechatzila boy meumos min dolam de b'diavad lo yotzav miyusha." How do you know? He says that the Rif didn't quote the story of Amema. Of Alpha Sizal Savashim Karma Yushav Yatsa, but the Hishman of the Damema left it out. The Rabban says, no. They have a story in the world. He told you that you have to rip standing up, and if you rip sitting down, it's nothing. Nothing. It's zero, 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 zero. Mechava says in Sif Aleph, not Yosef, period. Sarah Shiyukim Ma'umad, and Karam Yerushim Lo Yosef. Finished. So last of the Kroah. The rope falls him against the right. Lamaisa, what if the person never can't stand up? He sees he's confined to a wheelchair, he's sick in bed, can't stand up. So Divrei Sofer says, he quotes from one of the Sfarim, that you just don't rip. It's like someone has no baggage. The person's wearing bar clothes, has no clothes. You're puffer. The guy can't stand up. He's puffer. Finished. Okay. Now we come to a little bit more complicated Gemara. And that's Chavov Amid Beis. The next one in the round will come. Chavov Amid Beis. Have a look inside, please. But the Gemara says, Chavov Amid Beis. First, it starts with the first wide line. Lama Shmuel, Halacha Dibra Mekav Ovel, Avela Sechud, Kriya Lechud. That's a very important thing, so I think I'll be Simon, she's going to talk about that a little bit more tomorrow. Adheka Korea, Atiburo, Yeshav Madlibo, and it brings different riots. What do you want to say? Higiel Atiburo, Marachik Sholosh et Bol, the Korea. Keep that in mind, it's very important, we'll come back to it in a few minutes. Okay. Now, the Gemara says, HaKorea LeMato Min HaTzadim Lo Yata. If you rip too low or too much to the side, Lo Yata. What does this mean? So the Ramban has a machlokas with the Ritz Gaius. This is Ramban I asked you to see on page Samach. Not here? Here it is, page Amud Samach. It seems there's a double machlokas between the Ramban and the Ritz Gaius and the Tzachut. What are they fighting about? The Ritz Gaius, it is based upon a Masechta Smoch, a third test. Shtei Hamurayol Shilafonim. Umin Atzadim Mikan Mikan Lo Yosef. That's the Bedek Abayis of the Beis Yosef. Mikan, based upon this, Tzorech Beis Atzava Lemala. So the Rabbi Yosef Karo understood the main issue over here is the position of the Kriya in an up and down question. Is it higher up or lower down? It has to be higher up near the neck and not low down near the belly button. That's what the how the Rabbi Yosef Karo and Benek Abayit understood this. The Rambam therefore understood it the same way, and never said the din of the Lamata Mitzibura Loyasa. You know why? He requires what's the Lamata Mitzibura? Even the Lamata Mitzibura Loyasa. It has to be, should be not on the bottom of the belly button, not on top of the belly button, up by the neck. Should be so high up that the Mechaber, when he quoted his din, didn't bother to say, look at Sidbeis. Mokam Kriya Bechol Mokam Beis Hatzava Lefona. Avlam Kor Leakov. I mean, that's not in Loyasa. Didn't bother saying on the bottom. Kavacham in the bottom is no good. Even in the, we'll call the midsection, right above the belly button, would be no good. Shita Taramba. However, the Ramba says, "Oh, b'shule habege." Oh, b'shule habege. I'm starting my up. What does that mean? Only the bottom is no good. But what about the middle? The middle would be good. Presumably, gets above anything above the belly button, presumably would be good. That's what they talk about. Kenegat Achazet, chest, you know, the middle of the chest. It is good. It is good. That seems to be the view of the Ritz Gaius. That it is good. It is good. I asked you to see the Ramban. There is a slight problem in the text. Do I have a Ramban here? Give me, if you don't mind. Thank you. Thank you, I have. Ramban is page Samach, I believe. Close to Ritz Gaius. Then he says, he has to quote the Ritz Gaius. Again, close to Eber, Abasi, Teretessical, there's some differences, significant differences in the in the Girsa, he quotes Ritz Gaius to the spouse. What do you say, Ritz Gaius? One line. Lamata Bishuli Avegan. Omen Asadim, Shatachat Bote Hayadayim. Loyot. Well, there is gas. The only way you can blow it is to really blow it big time. Under the belly button or under your arm. Under your, like I say, your sleeve. You're way off. You're so far off. That's no good. It is the chain datenu. So the chain datenu? It doesn't make any sense. He's arguing on the biscuit. That the gear should be with datenu. I looked it up in the Chol's Ramban. Sure enough. Zos rache datenu. Not the chain datenu. He's arguing. But the tour must have had the gear, with two gears off, must have had the gear of the chain datenu. The chpilei sloyim. How can the tour and Shin Mem quote the biscuit and the Ramban as being on what we call on the same page when they're arguing completely? That's the risk. Okay? Ramban Kosov Gamkain, etc. Shane Mokam Kriya Lipne Beta Tava, Avaloman at Sudden, Shell Beta Tava, Mikanam Karl Shem Layot. What do you mean? The Ramban argues in two Nakudas. The Ramban has to be high up. It can't be in the Minid and Sinai Chosen. It has to be high up. More than that, as the Vaitsov quote from the same as Zichron Bitsalo. Maybe it was a Gesefer, which he has. Well, now it's tapped in the box. No, it's here. It's from the library book. It's here on the side. Look it up later. He says, you draw a line by the neck. Draw a line from the two sides of your neck, straight down. And the Kriya has to be between the two lines. Anything beyond those two lines is already been understood. So the mirror is a Gesefer. Quarter of its case, the bone's not near the arm, the bone's not near the sleeves. And the man, the whole thing in front of you, turn up. Quote the Ramban has to be under your face, right? Under your neck. If it's off to the side, it's the way people have, pocket, a shirt pocket, for example, somewhere near there. If the shirt pocket's not on the sleeve, it's sort of in the middle. The quote of the Ritzkeis would be good, and the quote of the Ramban, as the Zichron Mitzalim said, would be no good. It's a double maplop. They hold the same thing. I can say that they're arguing completely. What's the gist of a chain datenu? So I saw the Divrei Sofim is a good answer to this question. It's Dira Halach. Because the Beis Yosef here quotes this Mesechus Nochus is a Machlokas Tanoim on this very Nakuda. Machlokas Tanoim. We pass Tanakama says that the Masa Menach Sodom is Loyota. Rabbi Yehuda Ome Yota. Yota. And maybe the oil of the Sermach and Rabbi Yehuda says the smack. What about the Beis Yosef? Oh, says the Tur de Ramban. No, v'chein datenu. I agree with the Rizkeis. We pass the Kadakam against Rabbi Yehuda. That I agree. But the details, I disagree on two major points. That they want to suggest that the justify the Gnir, the Nusach of v'chein datenu. But of course, the word v'datenu would be a better, would be a preferred gears. The Ramban brings a proof in page Samach, but the dinner was called Kame Safa. What's Kame Safa mean? It's supposed to rip from the seam, not in the middle of the garment. And it presumably means that they're right, because where were the seams of those days? They didn't have open shirts like we have. They had like t-shirts. So the seam was on top. And the average garment was like a t-shirt, and the only place where the seam, seam is the wrong word, surface, that's a better word, Safa. Ends, edge, hem, whatever word I'm looking for, you know the word. You supply the word in English. It means that not in the middle of the garment, at the very edge of the garment. But that was by definition on top. So I'm about to be in a riot from the mitzvahs. So the average garment had its top right near the neck. So you see, you have to rip mamash near the neck at the very top, not in the midsection above the belly button. Oh, in a chanami, we pass in at the back of the port that the Rebbe Sofer makes. Is that the only way over the email? That being a riot. It's not limited to Avivah. It's bringing a raya for the fact that that Avivah required Kamei Safa, so in a sharp growth you can rip an inch lower. Not from the actual edge, it's easier for you. But it's left to be near the neck. That's his raya. No, because when it comes to Minat Sodom, it does no difference between Avivah and anybody else. The stint by Avivah has to be Kamei Safa, she's right by the neck proper. I understand it's a separate din, but he's bringing a right not separate din, that the pashtus in the words based on Tavar, it means on the very top. And that's the Rabban's proof. It's not an absolute proof, but it's a shtick on the raya, we'll call it. Okay. Now, yeah, sorry?
No good.
You have to only go in a very narrow corridor, which you can say if you go straight up, you bump into the next. True. He's bringing it right on the other point. The two points he's talking about here. Vertical and horizontal. He's arguing about both. It's only right for one of them. It has to be high up. He doesn't mean a right for me. It has to be in the middle, doctor, as opposed to the side of the neck. That's, you're right. That's no right. Oh. There's two machlokes. That's what Zichron Bezalel explained. Now, there are more who's making like the Rizgeis as far as the up-down. Need not be up all by the neck. Could be, we'll call, by the chest, above the belly button, near the heart. But he's not making when it goes outside beyond the line of the neck. In other words, if it's off to the side, maybe the Ramo is never making. At least the Chatzchila, we should make sure to it, even if the minig is not to rip from the very top of the neck, but you should make sure you're down the middle, that if you went through the line straight up from the kera, you'd bump it to the neck as opposed to bumping into the shoulders. At least the Chatzchila. There's Zichron Bezalel, but the evidence is it doesn't make. Pisgei Tshuva says that the kera must go vertically, cannot go horizontally. It can only go from up to down. Take a look right here in front of you. Pisgei Tshuva, the Chatzchila Beis, Chatzchila Adam. And Karl Rochav Abeged Lo Yotza. And she ain't nearish a Karl and nearish Nikom Yatzlo. Many postings disagree. It's a good thing. If you go to the base level, they have to rip. They try to rip down, it doesn't go. End up ripping sideways. They say it's balapsed at an angle. It's certainly good. I mentioned to you before about Gemara, which said what? You rip, and you never have to go off and go for the rips, there's nothing left. What do you do? I scratch that. You keep ripping down. You rip more. In some cases, you just rip a little bit more, it's good enough. You rip all the way down to the belly button. Can't go down anymore. You're not yours anymore. What do? The third white line. Marchit shalosh et bos v'koreya. So, when I was walking with Rav Shechter Shlita in June to a base level, I said, no, give me some Sahara, some Nilfus Avelis. So, they said to me, which I was calling you now, the last year, I bought a horror, which he told me as we were walking. And I found it in print. I never saw it before. Shechter Shlita says, you know, we have shirts today. Button-down shirts. He thinks that a good chance that if you rip right next to the butt, next to the break in the shirt, straight down, and you're less than 3 inches both from the surface of the shirt, no good. You have to create it like that. People, what they do, they only do an average place. They go this thing, they go, oh, your shirt, they rip through a little bit, and they rip straight down. But not 3 at 12. Which 3 at 12? Is that which 3? Three at Goldman or 3? I don't know. I don't accept. It's different. But they're 3 at 12, so it's too close to the surface. That was his aura. They have to go across. When you take a razor or something, go out 3 at 12. And then rip down. But don't rip down, mamish right next to where the shirt opens up with the buttons off. What's my time?
I want to
see
that.
Yeah. Whichever edge is close.
Away from where you can rip.
Somebody unbutton the button. They usually unbutton before they rip. You do unbutton the button. It's the buttons you can't rip. They unbutton the button, and they go a little bit and then roll down. I found it in print in the Divrei Sofrim. He quotes this. I never saw it before. I should have seen it before. The same quote I once looked at many years ago when we learned it in Yonim. But I see Rabbi Simon says that he learns it every time he learns new things. I forget things. Apparently, I must have asked you, I forgot it. He quotes this Ha'ara that I heard from Rav Shechter Shlita that was me totally new. The new pshat. You forget that you learned the last time. And I've never got the Pshat which I fulfill many times. He quotes this Ha'ara, which I heard again from Rav Shechter Shlita, the idea of three as both, this kind of a case, from a paper called the Chidushim of Beirut. And so I look at the back, Kedusha of Yerubim, we have that in the back here. No, I think it needs to be Rabbi Greinerman, right? The Greinerman has a save on Shas, and many Mesech in volume, Kedusha, we have that kind of available for Korea as well. If he made that error. We had that tape we learned last time, right? We had it in the Beit Medrash. I forgot. I never saw it, I forgot it. But, here's the good news. The Divrei itself said it's not true, after all that. Why is it not true? Because the case of Sipcha of Ches, a very tragic case, where someone is sitting there by a goyfist and they say, your relative died. He ripped. Doctor will say, what kind of died? He's still alive. He's still alive. The Gemara. Not Chav Ches. What is it? Chav Aleph, maybe? Where is it? Chav? Can't find it. Chav Dalet. Wherever it is. Somewhere. Chav Hey, I think it is. Hoyalo, Cholav, it's Aleph, a Korolav, Amchach, Meis. Tokhre, Dibur. It's only a new Korea. Otherwise, you need a new Korea. It's a Gemara for Russia. So the Derech HaChayim says that then, that the person rips one fourth alarm, rips the second time, there's no need to be Machach Gimel at the book. No need. Why? He presumably holds what I was arguing with Rabbi Shechter Shalita and not when we were walking. I said to Rabbi Shechter Shalita, no, maybe you can say the following shot. If you have a Kriya to the Kriya Pri Din, and you want to make another Kriya Pri Din, now the Kriya is both. But if when they made the garments in the factory, they opened it up with the shirts with the buttons, and now you're going to be a one extra away, it's also good enough. So if it's Pri Din, that the Rechaimah said, the first Kriya was a Kriya Shal Shtus. The person hasn't died yet. Not me, Rip. It's a mistake. So you don't have to have three etzbos. That's what I was mechavim to. I was mechavim to Derech HaChayim. Rav Shechter was mechavim to the Chidush of the Yurim. All right. I don't know. So I guess it's an achloikis. Since I don't count two against one, so maybe we should be more nizer in it. We need that outside of the nizer in it in the future. But the Chorah, they'll make Kilan have what to rely upon in the Derech HaChayim sheet. Okay. Let's go on. Okay. What about a suit? A jacket? So my personal view, will see if I get to it, I have another hour. If I get to it, is you're part of gripping a suit and got it. You only rip the shirt, not the jacket. But there are those who argue that they have to rip a jacket. What if you rip the lapel of the jacket? Very common, it's the lapel of the jacket. So, not so simple. Some people say it's no good. Why is it no good? Because it's supposed to, again, I'm skipping it there. But other vima, the monster that forbade, achigala slibo. You have to reveal, expose the heart. So here, if you're gripping the lapel, but what's under the lapel? The jacket itself. He's not exposing the heart. Even though most Poskim say that if you rip, you put on three different garments, and he rips one here, you can't see through to get to see the heart. So you say, but there, at least each garment, he ripped in the right place, and if you, from the perspective of that garment, you can see through. Here, even for the garment itself, the jacket itself, you can't see through, because it's two levels, you know, rip the outside level, the lapel's on top of the main body of the jacket. That's the Ha'orah. Okay. Right. Aha, you know what he's saying? Yeah. In other words, he's asking, how wide is your neck? Well, not like a big football player that his neck. Hey, look, he isn't that narrow neck. I'm Sheyarim, but yes. That's the I'm Rachabarim, that's what I'm saying. If you have narrow neck, he's saying that you're going to have to go more than three tefachim from the center point of the neck. Well, excuse me, not three tefachim. You have, and you can't go, I mean, there's still some. I think every neck is at least six tefachim wide, I believe. Well, not that skinny. But you're dealing with a little, enochana, you have to be precise, precision. Okay, Rabosai. Again, we mentioned before, Sif Gimel is in Shia Kriya. So if you look in the Gemara Baba Kama Tzadi Aleph, the Baba Kama is here. Oh, see, that's the last Shia, I think we can ask the Baba Kama. Baba Kama, So Sari Aleph, it says, if you rip more than a tefach, you're over in Baal Pashit. Famous sugya Baal Pashit. No, but the Yeshua is not saying, you know, so, it's how do you measure exactly a tefach? In my view, Bismana is dead, it's no Baal Pashit. Why? What's the Baal Pashit? Because the Gemara has later, we'll be able to discuss it briefly, that you can sew up the garments, you can be sholel, ma'acher. So the Baal Pashit, the full extra of today, there's no one in the world, in the most impoverished community of the Klal Yisrael, that takes the garment and they rip by a shiva and they use it again. It's right up in the garbage. Look at about Tashas. In my opinion, there's no about Tashas whatsoever. Incidentally, the Shach, the last one of my Makom, Simon Tavbeit and Kotten Gimel, says, with respect to other than Emo, you have a right to rip something which is not an absolute chiyuv. I'll keep it up aim. You can go beyond the law. You can go beyond the law of the Vimos. He's talking about gripping more than a tefa, or even beyond, I don't know, Ashigala Tzibo. And I say it's a much bigger nafkamim. Because, as I said to you before, in my view, the jacket is supposed to be Kriya Mikra. Yet, there are many who rip a jacket. So, Aniyah Zaydi, if someone who lost a parent wants to rip the shirt and the jacket, what's the X dollars that the jacket's now going to the garbage? Mutter. So, the keep it on end. I'm giving you a cooler. There's no Baal Pashit. But for another relative who gets it later, you only rip one garment, you better rip the shirt. Rip only the jacket. It could be A, about Pashit. Rip the $50 instead of a $5 item. And B, it could be not even yoytze. We'll get to that, I hope, today. It's zayich to be by the tzias neshama. It's a big skus. It says in the Shulchan Aruch that a person shouldn't die alone. It's akmas nefesh. It's supposed to rip anyone, not even related to you. The minig is not that way. Why? We're afraid. If we're going to demand that everyone is there rip, everyone's going to run away. I can't afford to rip his garments. Like, it's crazy. It could cause two things. One, that we saw those in Shulchan Aruch and Simon shouldn't have the same page. Shouldn't have a test dollars right here. Kevin said, not the other lovers, a mashonly permimenum. They should take the nafshavu yechidi, which is called Agmas Nefesh. As the Taz quotes, a nefesh mishto memes, shishosh yotim aguf. And if you're going to make a rip, you're going to walk out. Worse than the different talk. It causes death because nefesh. But there's some people that look like a ghost there, so they're not going to walk out. But they could have made a living another week, who knows what. But they weren't there. They were afraid they're going to have to rip their garments. So for these reasons, the minute is not to do it anymore. That's Siv Hey. Siv Vav. What's it talk about? Talks about the Stamen Adam Kosher. You should rip an Stamen Adam Kosher between the meats and the Kvur. You should rip an Adam Kosher Stam. Oy. The Maisa, there are those who argue, even Mikir Adin and Siv Vav, there are more quotes. Yeshom the Enchayim, the Kvur Adam Kosher. I don't get over the Bishat Siv Shema. That's the Ran, Perik Oreg, and the Kvur Hey. So we're making on the Shem. We don't do this anymore. Whatsoever. That's out. What about the Gros? Well, two different Girsos from the Kofem and Alfie and the Septimoy Kot. What about Shiv Zion? A Thomas Kofa? Avada? Adin? But, if you look on the Shah, end of your Zion, what say? Some say, Lo Nikra Thomas Kofa, El Shodeh, Dover, Valacha, Bechomokam, I feel him attack the Kala, Kedisa Bishat, Kumon Shabbat, Abkuf Yudal, and Mabez, and the Rush quotes here in our sugya. So we don't have that nowadays. What about Ches? Al Rabo Sherov Kof Moslem Imenu? So once again, we can suggest, because Manah says no such thing, because Rov Kof Moslem is Mitzvara, as quoted in Hilchot Shabbat Muvak earlier in the Yoruday. So for these dinim, the Maisa don't apply for these reasons. I have another reason I once said, should go to Makloikas. And I mentioned once more, I'm the Talmud. He's the God of Lazar. He, of course, just imagine. So the mindset, we don't do it. Now he thought, we do. Sif test, really a Gemara, Chav Beis and Mebeis. So we'll open out the rest of the shears, I think, on just about, one, maybe one piece will get to the very end, on Chav Beis and Mebeis. All right? That's a very important doubt. Chav Beis and Mebeis. What does the Gemara say? Chav Beis and Mebeis. Al kolamesim kulam korea tefach. Al other velimo ashiyagale es libo. So there are really two separate dinim over here. One is, again, in the placement, in the up-down scale of where the kerah takes place. According to Shah Mason, you can start by the neck, rip down the tefach, that's all. Right? To start the neck, like going down the tefach, you're pretty high up in the chest, in the chest cavity. But for a parent, no, no good, not yose. As yigal esibo, I thought the pshah was yigal esibo, kol ibo. That the rip has to extend it down to the bottom of the, how do you say it, the bottom of my heart. No, we're sorry, the bottom of the pash, yigal esibo, the whole step is the top of the heart. Now who's our pre-med here? Where is the heart? Exactly, where is the heart? Anybody know? You feel, where is the heart beating? Somewhere over here, no? I don't say about the volleyball, it's the Pledge of Allegiance, so we have the obvious standard of the national anthem, so where do we keep our hands? So I got to look on the mice. So somewhere down over here, nope, the heart's somewhere here. We got to rip the Mamish, I think, down to the bottom of the heart, deal with Mizablin is in. I've seen terrible. It's a Dinma Furush. That's then that's number one. And number two, it also means you have to rip all your garments. As the Mars explained, I feel Lamish, I saw a Chalukim, and a Kerala Elyon. Al other the emo Korean Fulon. It's also Bhina Vigalas Libo. You have to rip every single garment. Everyone? They took the lathe literally. The meaning of the Shach and the Taz and the Marshal, that for a regular relative you rip on your right side. Everything you do on the right, fix it all on the right. But for a parent, you rip on the left side. So that's where your heart is. Yes, ma'am.
According to the
I don't know about that. Heart's very, very close to the middle. Heart's on your left side, right? I mean, feel it, but and no one's pre-med here. What's going on? Oh, they're all off. They're not here. Okay. So, that's graphic. So I thought the heart, although it's on the left side, is quite close to the middle. That's what I was taught in high school biology. So I think that the heart. Take a draw line, straight up from the heart. You hit the neck, I think part of it you will. So you have to be so precise. Ooh, wow, surgery, heart surgery. You have to be a surgeon to the clear. That's unbelievable. Yeah, what can I do? For the test? Yeah. Okay, now, question. Do you rip the undershirt, the t-shirt? Yes or no? The nice you, no, for whatever reason. We're not shigalas, libo. Can't see the heart, it's the t-shirt. So the back of this guy. A guy's going to walk in the street, what? Bare chested? What do you think? Is this Yeah? Not nice. They don't walk around that way. Not their heirs. The gallows, Levo, Oro, Mamish, Bethnei, Rabin. So therefore, it means totally undershirt. That's called the gallows, Levo. The bastard. Oh. Now here's a very, very important question. Take a look at the Pitzchei Tshuva, Sivkot M'chet. M'chaben Sivtefet al kol ha-meisim korea alav tevach v'beged elyon v'dayom. He quotes the Marit, Gimet Perodim, Sibidiyevet, im zlo kora v'beged elyon, yoto. That's the chatchila v'beged elyon, but it's not ma'akeh v'diyevet. What's the source of the din? Why should it be so, and should it be so? So in the very soft, he says it depends what the reason for the din is. If the din is, he wants it visible to everybody. Everyone should see it. That's why you have to figure it out. So maybe that's not Ma'akeh. Not Ma'akeh, but the Gemara is later on, the next line in the Gemara, right up here on the Chavez and Mizbez, Vapitkirtuso, Eina Ma'akeh. According to Rashi, according to the Mugay Yosef, it means you have a big stall, and the shawl covers up the kerah. You okay anyway? Ain't it my kevin? So too, if it's a matter of people seeing it, and you did it not the uppermost garment. You also be the heaven. That's the reason. Okay. Ain't it my kevin? That's enough for me. Ain't it my kevin? Means not only is it, you don't rip it. Now I'm not gonna create a garment which is underneath it. It's an important nuance. But if the reason for beged elyon is it's the most important garment, then maybe it should be yotz, it should be ma'akev, even b'di'evet. There is a view which maintains. If a person had a garment, let's say, he doesn't want to rip his jacket. Let's say the jacket would be normally chayv in Korea. for all that sheep. Doesn't want to rip it. What does he do? He takes the jacket and puts it away. Or comes to the rabbi. Want to rip. With the jacket? I don't have a jacket. Okay, it's the shirt. What does it do? So then some person would say, you're not yours. Why? Put your jacket on. It's in the car. Get it out of the car. When you ripped the shirt, that was the beggar of the shaito. Yeah, but that's not a chashivus. The difference is, that has to be visible. It has to be a beggar of caution. If that's the case, he's makib in the air. Why is this critical? Because there's a raya berura from the Beis Yosef, based on Agos Maimini, and the Maram, that in fact you are Yosef in the end. What happened? The Beis Yosef talks over here about what they call the Maktorin. The Maktorin is probably our jacket. It's Agos Maimini, Perkes, Os Beis. The Maram and the Minik, that by Avraham, he rips his Maktorin. Shar Mason? No. He doesn't understand. Adrab, in Edo, Pachafra Kasuso, Vesatis, according to these, we'll see later, one of the sheet of Abra Kasuso is an upper garment. She's not high up the rim. In Kalo, Hayal, Adam, the Kral, Shar Mason, Kiyim, Hamid Torin, Manasha. If it's a garment which is not excluded completely, you don't rip your overcoat, you're with the coat, no one rips. If the jacket is like that, you should never rip it at all. And if it is not like that, then even for Shakro, we should rip it. Manasha. Says Rabbi Yosef Karo, the Nirali, Spooky Misasle. He's not sure what Abba Kasur to mean. Does it mean another shirt, which we'll get to later? Or does it mean a jacket? So what did he do? So he wants to be Yosef Chaladein. So what did he do? So therefore, what does he do? So Shah made some Chayas, still a Kaimel Kasur, Shirt, and Farshim, Abba Kasur, Slan, a Begad Elyon, Salom Hanebe Kriya. So what did he do? He ripped the shirt. And for a parent, I got the impression they ripped both. As I mentioned before, I ripped both. I have the kind of all the cash. If you beg at Elion's market with the Evans, what good is it to rip the shirt on losing a brother? But no good if I have to beg at Elion. If the jacket, he's not sure what he's supposed to do, the shirt or the jacket. So for a parent, he ripped both. And for the, to play it safe. And for a brother, you have only the shirt. What are you looking about? What if the jacket's supposed to be ripped? Not the beggar tell you. What's that from that? No what? Not market. They're not going to say. What do you mean? Maybe he's told to take his jacket off. Then he rips the shirt. Because the ripped off wouldn't make a difference. According to those oldest market, he just took it off. It would be silly market. So put it on again and rip it again. Put on a jacket and rip it. He ripped the shirt with an upper. It didn't matter. It was mechashiv enough. Beautiful. So the maestra, we pass it this way. It's not makib in the air. That's why I tell people the main garment is the shirt. Even if the jacket is supposed to be included, but the shirt you also with anyway. Certainly for other relatives. For a parent, you want to rip the jacket, make a taste. So they just keep it out there. I tell you the truth. I have a very strong position. That's supposed to be the shirt. It's a much position, not the jacket. But when I lost my mother, I ripped the jacket anyway. We'll see a series of the other, the shock. Based on the Gemara and Nabchof, but other we've shown him, you do more, you do extra things for a parent to show keep it out there. He's a neighbor that says, no, Balkan. Okay. All right. Let's go on. It's a Me'iri. The Me'iri has a Sadin, which seems to say that it's some kind of extra special requirement with respect to Avraham over and above Shar Mason to have the Kera exposed. Let me use Mashmah that way. Should be near Lakol. That's important for the following reason. The Ramban has the Kasha. The Ramban and the Maram Akhermit. The Ramban has the Kasha against the Pshat that after Kasuso means the shawl covering the rip in the shirt. Will the feed the ram? Bishar Mason have a limitation. The Begad Elyonu. Why does the Gemara have enough Chavbeis and Midbeis? What does it say in the Gemara? The Gemara says, all the Vahim of Korea is Kulon, but the Kisu said in my Kemet, according to this chart, was of Vahimo. The shawl covering the garment is a Chiddush Namaki, whether it's of Vahimo, whether it's a brother, whether it's a child, it doesn't make a difference. So the Ritzofim, according to this Me'iri, some kind of special din, whatever it may mean, has to be more visible for parents and for other relatives, so this kasha would be in. Okay. Right. Let's go back again to the inside of the text for this Afrika Susa story. The Rosh Simen Mem Gimel. Everyone please open up the Rosh Simen Mem Gimel. We're going to analyze this very carefully, everyone. This is very important. Mem Gimel. The Rosh says, what's Afrika Susa? It quotes various opinions. First he quotes the Rivas. First he quotes Rashi. Here is Rashi, Suda Shah Rosh over Nopa Lepanov, Kishaino Malbush, Eno Makavakriya. A shawl is not a malbush. You know that, Rabbi, can you rip my tie? Rabbi, can you rip the ribbon? I had a shawl last night, someone called me. I don't want to rip a ribbon. I said, don't you do it. That's a sham. It's a mockery. You guys don't even know what it is, Baruch Hashem. And then the old circles of people out front, they to put a black ribbon. That comes from Goyim, I don't know where it comes from. And rip the ribbon. You never heard of it. Baruch Hashem, Nach Shador, I never heard of it. I'm sure my son heard of it too. So our generation of those a little bit older, we've seen his ribbons. No, I'm just curious by hand. Who's seen the ribbon about Leviathan? Mamash? Can you imagine this? The majority of the Nina Bosch never saw this thing. Oh, Hashem, no. She'd be there at the Bila Lovers and Nessa, but she never see the Kohanim never saw anything. I realize that. But I didn't count them in the polls. Still a very small minority. Okay, right. Right. That's what Rashi said. Chosin the Rivas out. You need to be low. Come in a Torah with Korah. Mashu the Chatzchila Torah. Torah. The mitzvah of the Korah of the Limon. Elishu lo Korah lo Ikev a mitzvah. Viyoti de Kriya. Okay. Michlal de lo Korah. Shara begadim kulam. Lo Yoti de Kriya. Vigor invokes over a mitzvah say the Rabbonin of Kriya of the Limon. So it says, Eina ma kevet. Means the Chatzchila Shirip. You should, whatever it is, you should, even a scarf, shawl, you should have for a parent. Says the Rabbis. Medaikas in the Lushan. Of Eina Makevet. So how did the Rukhiyotim reject the proof? No, he says. Eina Makevet means it's not Ma'akev, the grip which is underneath it. That's the Chiddush. It's not Ma'akev, the grip which is underneath the big shawl, the floppy shawl. But the Ravid, who didn't learn that shot, he would say that ideally you should rip the shawl as well. But you know, it's a very outer garment. That's the Ravid chief. The Ramban, Tafil Chatkila, Eina Torah Makorah. Finish. Not necessary. Medayik Melosh of the Mesechus Mamos to that effect. Fine. Now the Orem who says, what is that for Kasuso? Ulevush Tachton, Upasuach Bekseifa, Ukshalom So Koshro. And what's it made for? Says the Orem. What's it made for? And also not to the Levisha, and the Kabbal Hazdeya. So you're Tanful Malbusha. So what does it mean? A special garment. I mean a garment. It's like a towel. You ever see guys? They have like a, what do they call these things? They have these sweatbands. Oh, they have sweatbands over their body also. It's a towel. They tie it up. In Shulchan Aruch, when he calls the Rambam, Sifyut, Yesh Mepharshim, to beg it as there had other good sorrow, that means a t-shirt. The Rishon points out, they often say that. He said it's a towel which is tied. A t-shirt is worn like a regular garment. Okay, so it's a bigger chiddush than the Rambam, than in the Yoruk. Yoruk is a kind of whoop. Remember, you read the Greeks, these have these half now dressed, they have these sweat things to keep the sweat in. That's all. But the Rambam has a full t-shirt. Still, you don't have to rip. That's what's out of the Mechaba Pat. Fine. The Yesh Omim, the Hainu HaBeged Adam Shekorin, Kappa. 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 What's Kappa? What do the words mean? Here, we have to see a few sources. The Beis Yosef, what's a smack? What does smack say? Smack says, what does it mean? Kostra Vesena Shepetarpas. Begin a loma. Shematruna Ein Vachiv Kriya. Matruna is the jacket. That's what we saw before in that God's Mimony. Shemain Africa Suso. Shusudo Elio. Sheeno Elolit Sneus. It's only worn for Sneus. And there's a ritva. this ritual is on the Maran Makomot, with the footnote was even on the Maran Makomot. Okay? It's Apaka Suso, a very important footnote. Although you can see it in one of the other sources too, but here you can see it's already in the ritual, at least in the footnote on the ritual. He says the same idea. He says, Glimash and Eloshim ain't no Chayav B'Kriya. What does it mean? Atam, footnote 11. Meshe ain't no Malbush Kavua, she ain't no Losho B'Socha Bayis. That's the criterion. You're right. Most people walk around in the house in a shirt. Although I've seen people, well, yeah. But most people don't wear a jacket. Summertime, that's cold outside. Let's come to the house, take another jacket, hang it up in the front closet. Finished. So that's part of the Kriya. That's what the Michtam says. The Michtam says, and the Taz quoted from the Aguda. Not do with politics. This is a safer Aguda and my cotton. The Aguda says over here, quoted the Taz, this cotton hay, is the quote directly. Yes, with Farshim, Kuwa Kappa, all the Sea of Nashis, who the shift of the Beso, ain't a low show. Most people come to it in America. They come home, if they're wearing a jacket at all, they take it off, and they put it in the front closet. So what does kappa mean? Well, the word kappa is close to what we use the word in Yiddish, kapota. Kappa, Russian kapota, we call a jacket. Okay. You know what? You take off your kapota. What do they say? I think I'm, but the tells are off, never took off his kapota. Never. Even in his, I've never been, maybe he took a shower. I read it in his biography that when the Telza Rav was got sick and shul from that, and they had to bring a doctor to test his heart, he took off his kapata. No one had ever seen him without a kapata. No one. Except his wife, because he did walk out of his own bedroom without a kapata. Telza Rav. Tell the Rav, with the normal people, even if they wear a kapata, they go home, they come in, they hang in the front closet, and they sit at the table with a shirt. Okay? Okay. A guest walks in upon a kapata. I'll tell you my story. I once went to the Rav Shach, Shalisa. She's the 11th Mashiach. Someone asked me, you must go see Rav Shach. Oh, I didn't want to go. I went. So what did I do? I felt a little chavot. It was someone hot. He was sitting in his regular shirt, learning Torah somewhere in his house of Bnei Brak. And I walked in with my wife, little me. I walked in with my wife and my nephew getting married on Thursday. He was with us at the time as well. He was a little boy. And Rav Shach, what did he do? He put on his kapota. For me, I need a kapota. Maybe they don't look for my wife. I don't know, it was a kind of a chivalry, I don't know what it was, but a kapotin, a 90-year-old man trying to kapotin because of me. But a kapotin before I walked in, he wasn't wearing his kapotin. I mean, even when I'm shocked, I can get Aedis. Doesn't sit and learn his kapotin all day long. So, I mean, so that's his answer there, but you report to me Korea, according to this understanding. Oh, but the Taz quotes the Masas bin Yamin, who says, no. What's kappa mean? A shul mantel. Shul beged sharosho makif adam saman savaro u mishtal shel lemata shalchav oktas kainim bekraka v'tzniyus the beit ha-knesset. You know what I think it means? Lashon, not Lashon kapata, but Lashon nu? Kuf aleph pei hei. C-A-P-E. Cape. Batman. Cape. But something which will also just extend the stash, that's what it means. It's a little around your neck with a little string. Cape. No, I'm serious. I tell you, the word kappa can mean the kapota. I mean cape. They're both in the same shoresh, etymologically. That's what it means. That's part. And the Nakuda Sarkasa seems to accept the Chita, and he explains it. But I want to say, I have a title. Look what he explains. The Nakuda Sarkasa says, Shulmanto. That's a jacket, such a cape. If he goes to work in the street, he goes to see his friend in the street, he still doesn't wear it. When do you wear it? Only go to shoes and sneers to cover Hashem. Oh, you can't have your malbush. Fine. That's what they're talking about. But, rock. What's a rock? A jacket. Shalom show. Shaholech Peshuk. Let's do this now. Umi Shaholech Peshuk below rock. Genayulo. Uche echal mena pchusim yechashevu. Habe malbush. I wanted a taina that with manas there, we have some, listen, there are people in the room today. Is there anyone in this room who would be caught dead in the street without a jacket? Is anyone in this room a pachos? I don't think there's anyone in this room a pachos. Chas v'shalom. There's Anshei Maila in this room. Anshei Maila. And they walk in the street. Amsterdam Avenue, a big thoroughfare. And they walk in the street without jackets. I've seen it. Are you talking about Pekusim? So could be that even according to this criteria of the Shach and the Master Binyamin, that may only work in Borough Park. Maybe there, a guy would never be seen in the streets without a jacket. Although I've been to Borough Park in the summer, and a lot of people with beards, with pears, and shirts. Even short-sleeve shirts, the top of all my long-sleeve shirts. Without a jacket. Oh, you don't have to buy something like Beagle Eyes and Dawson. They're all walking around like that in the summer, no? So I thought even according to the Master Binyamin, even with the Shach criterion, still, this be eager bet Jack Beg. It shouldn't be the jacket. It should be the shirt. That's the sack of Rav Moshe. Okay. Now, an interesting shot in the Mechaber. Here in the Mechaber. The Mechaber calls both coolers. And doesn't say we pass like one or the other. And the minig is both coolers. The Mechaber says, the Pasha and Minig, Shalom the Kroah, Kappa, Al Shemait, Apilam Vimo, Vil the Kroah, Al Vimo, Gamma Chaluk Shakoran Kamiza. Which presumably meant even the other shirt. No, they pass in the halacha. They pass in the word after katusa means the jacket or the cape, whatever it may be, and it doesn't mean the undershirt like the Rambam says. But the Zman Hazeh, we have both coolers. That's what's quoted by the Ramah. Who in Dinat Elu ain't no again came. El ain't koran a chaluk shal pishton shal speger Hazeh. But lo asar bel elyon. So we don't rip either that when they take both coolers. When famous shalom, it means only one or the other. Can't mean both. You have to answer, it means one or the other. And the other one, that doesn't mean, is it's not mitzvara. So he says, does the divrei sofrim, it means another shirt, and the beggar says, it's not mitzvara. Could be. I could say, fakir. It means the jacket. Another shirt is not mitzvara. Bottom line, in our present day habit, we rip one garment. They talk about 10 garments. I don't know if they use those layers and all this. Today, there's one and one and only garment that's chayav and kriya on the Yazidah, which is the shirt or the blouse. That's it. The jacket on the Yazidah is pasur. You want to be mach al imo? All right. No ba'al kashir. But the ikir adin on the Yazidah is only the shirt or the blouse. That is it. That is it. And that brings us to the next topic, which is what does the woman do? Which is in Sifur Aleph, based upon the Gemara on the Chavez of the Gemara Chavez of the says, let's turn. Chavez and Adays. The Gemara says, Echad ha'ish ve'echad ha'isha. Rav Shimon ben Elazar omer, ha'isha koras et ha'tachton u'machziroto la'achareo, v'chozeres v'koras, oh, yeah, and of course the Shom, sneer. Okay? What does the Mechaber say? Sifur Aleph, Echad Ha'ish Ve'Echad Ha'Isha Shavim Minyan Kriya, Ella Sha'Isha Korat Atachton Amachzirato La'Chareo V'Chozeres V'Korat Elyon. What does she do? She rips one garment under the lower one, flips it around, now they rip it in the back, and she rips the upper one, and then obviously very far from connected there, one's in the front, and one's in the back, and therefore nothing is exposed. However, not so posh. First of the Mordechai, tough, kuf, dalid. Please turn. Tough, kuf, dalid. There it says. And came with the politics, came with the pligi. Halacha ketana kama. The ein ha'ish mishana kriyasa min ha'isha. The ish posna halacha rashi min ha'lazar. Shun the kaimlan halacha rabbi mekel ba'avil. No! We saw the Gemara in Chavav. Avil l'chud. A kriya lechud. No. So therefore, what's the din? Chena maskana. Alav vima korea kulon echad ish echad isha. Vakriya havi lemala ni beis hasava lemata ashi megala sibo. So you have to start away by the neck. Now they can call it an ashkumra. Down to the heart. A long, long, long rip. The tzarab lekrav bechut skenegad haaf. Vainish alav. What's the next sugya? A woman? Says he, and lachash liyahura, then yester arab migri bishat zara. Amazing Mordechai. Amazing Mordechai. Achidish Nair. Achidish Nair. The Gra says, Chas the Cholila, the Tazer says, Cholila! Tanakhama, that will be exposed? What, are you kidding? Nah, nothing of the sort. Take a look in the Gra. It's just caught in Lamed Bay. First, look at the Shtaka Taina at the end. The Shtaka Taina. He says, the Torah paskins the Kula, which is the Mistaker Tame. The Torah paskins, and you don't rip, you have to be Makil. Rabbi Shimon Lazar said, you're Makil to the master. Why? Because the Rabbi Yosef Karo knew very well, in fact, the Halig of Irak Kurdish, the Aitor was alive and well, even the Aitor. Maybe the Oval, he says, is a little bit down and out. But there are 50 other people, they were not in that Vedas. The Aitor was alive and well. Says the Gra, literally taking editorials about how to pass the machlokes in the Tanoi. Make editorials? Isn't that a Simon in the Rosh Rabbah Kamas? One place, a shvei like that? You see, we live in one place. The Rosh passes certain cool, a certain din, based on his old Dvara. No? Am I making a mistake? Thought so. They have their cash over there. What are you giving Svara for? That was it? I thought it was a different place. Yeah, but that may be true. That the answer to me doesn't quote it. Simple the good terrorist. He's not saying his own Svara. He's going to Gemara. And that Gemara is a riot in the Machriya Machol Satanoim. Very good. Excellent. So what does Elian and the Gross of Cotton Lama Bay at the very end? Ain't a near elliptic misvaro stainal? Kokavala posaka shas vegekihido? What's the sub business? Okay. That's his last point to Cotton Lama Bay. But any point out of the different gears saw in the Gemara? He quotes the gears as a riff. What does it say? Echad or ish, vechad or isha, divir av shimon ben loza. Rav Shimon ben Elazar Omer. In other words, you're looking into Gemara. What's our gear? Our gear is with the Echad Ish Vechad Isha. Period. Rav Shimon ben Elazar Omer. Karas Amachli Rasa. No, but the gear was no. Share Rav Shimon ben Elazar Omer. There's no machlokas whatsoever. That's why, of course, you're talking this way. Uman de Polig al Rashba. Shimon Elazar says the Gra. Sabar, Shaino Isha, Karat, Elo Elyon. And he quotes the Rishami and the Masechus Mokos to that effect. Chas to Sholem, no one's going to say that you have to rip all the garments. You don't like I'm Shimon and you flip around from one to the other. And the other day, it's Maked, it's more Machmir of the sneers. The woman only rips the Elyon and not the Tachman at all. We're not going to take a chance if you rip two garments and make some little people through from top and bottom. I don't know what it'll do. Maked is the growth. Okay? All right, that's a different story. So the shock points out of Chavez. You banish them. We're not ripping Vega that veil. You don't rip the undershirt anymore. So what's the problem with the woman? He says, I forgot. They know I can decroix a chaluk. You call the gong, shemigala a chaluk. Now I'm eating a priestess. You call the gala libo. You put in the back. What did you see? The woman's undershirt. Also not nice. It's not nice to see a woman's undershirt. As I state in the shock. The Ritva, however, says differently. I think the Ritva is correct in today's women's garments, without going into too many details. The Ritva says that the woman wouldn't wear that kind of undergarment. She didn't wear it. And she didn't wear it. So therefore, there wasn't that protection. There wasn't that protection. There was, he had no choice but to do these things. Isha, ain't afakasus. Zavagutsara. The Lokin, Lama Tricha Lachazaras Kara. They didn't wear undershirts. Today, also women don't wear undershirts, usually. So, therefore, you have to have these points which have. If a woman, in fact, did wear an undershirt of some type, then perhaps from the rhythm you would see that if the undershirt is showing, it's not so bad against the Shana. I thought that would be Machria, and the Shana would be Machana who's Tzvius, not so poshut. Now, the Gemara here in the same daf, on Chavez and Medbez, talks about a very important kula that was given to an Isha, the last narrow line. Said, a woman can will say she can pin up with a safety pin. She can use a safety pin, a bobby pin, or some kind of pin to immediately, without sewing it, but to immediately, in effect, close it up. No one can see. Nekvoda. The kasha is an obvious kasha. So it's quoted in the Halacha Shulchan Aruch, it just says no. So what's the big deal over here? What's the big deal? What do you worry about? Just let it rip its garment and take a safety pin, and two safety pins, three safety pins, and right away she'll be able to make it, you can't see through it. So that's you want to have Chazara Sakala, what do you have to do all this for? That's the kash. So the different itself, the closest kash is an interesting answer. You can only do shalilas after the entire kriya process is finished. If you have two garments and they're both knocking, and you rip the top, and then you pin it up, and you rip the bottom, not yours. By the time you rip the bottom, the top is already pinned up, no good. That's what you have to have, rip the bottom, flip it around, and then rip the top. Good teretz, he quotes from one of the throngs, Shulchan Gavoa, and he quotes from one of the throngs, that excellent teretz to this kash. Seems to me that this man is there. Most women have only one garment to rip, blouse. Again, the same as the shirt. So what do? You can't, there's no possibility to flip it back. You want to rip the shirt, the blouse, by the way, the skin is exposed. What do? A serious problem. Here's the solution. A woman does the kriya. She wants to go somewhere with someone private. Even if she's in, we'll get to it, she's supposed to do it in public in Farhesia. But she could be with her back to the oilam and in front of the wall. And the only person there is a woman, or surrounded by women. And they can rip it, and then they take safety pins and set it up right away. That's what we have to do. It's called Shalelas Alter Bipnei Kavoda. That's what we do. Okay? Fine. Rabbo said the Gemara goes right to here in Chafetim and Beit. But it says the Gemara, I'll call a mason Kulam, Rosh Mazel, Kami Safa Shalor, Rosh Mahina Mazel, I love the Emo, Mazel, Mazel. Rabbi Yudomer, called Kriya, Shayna Mazel, Kami Safa Shalor. Ain't the carousel tiplus, the machlokas hatanoim, we should talk in the choral like the Tanakama, Karabim, that the Machabe says, if you say, I'll call a mason, Mirosa, Menias, Pasabega, Shlema, except over the Yemoda Ramor, the Esh Mephosh, Roshom, Akal, Ovi, Sharmason, Sol, the Grove, Hasafa, who says of the Mordechai, from the Mamakon, the Mordechai passes away in Top Kuf Dalas. Fine. Now, by both sides. Kame Safa? Did you ever see in your life an oval rip Kame Safa? Rip the actual edge, hem, surface, seam, what have you? It's not very, very strong against it. Can't. We have very strong garments nowadays. What do we do? We mentioned before from the Rafam Zalmago. What do you do? The guy from the Chevra Kadisha takes a knife, a razor, and goes through it, and you cut the rest. The valve, but you didn't really come yourself. She marked it on the email. Zendendach, that the fact, the kufa, is not that you have to do the meister of ripping through the suffer, but in the seers, the suffer should be ripped. You understand what I'm saying? You have to do the action of ripping the seam, the seam has to be ripped, because it's based upon, there should be nikar, muvdal, vayechazik, the god of vayechram, vishnayim, krayim. It's Nirim Kruam Kishnayim. So that's after you have to do the act of going through the sea. But when it's all over, it's Nirim Kruam Kishnayim. It's good enough. Good enough. Only one slight challenge is the result from raises. So what happens if they'll do it? It happens to it. Ever see? You ever go to a base level and see it's shirt is ripped, but the seam is intact? Rabbi Shai, what happened to you? Have you saw it? It's sure to drip, but the seam was intact. They probably had trouble ripping it. It's very hard even with a razor saw, but they ripped in the middle of the shirt. The quant of the machada is not of the evil yards. Quant of the Ramoy Rev yards. Obviously, it's still not yards. You know what you do? Okay. Take a scissors in the house, basically, and cut out from the where the kara is. So they hit the seam from the other side. Is that good or no good? He says, good, no? He says, not sure the wrist office. If you start from the inside and rip to the outside right away, one long hemshich, okay, that's okay. You're not in the maisa, as long as it's raw, it's nikar v'nivdal, it's good enough. But if you do it a day later, you're not so sure it's good, because the original kriya you did was not nikar v'nivdal, was kamei sofa. Now a day later, it could be too late, it doesn't help. He's not sure about that, yes. He doesn't call it Tassim alone, and also he compared it a little bit to Koreh Mitocha, the steam and other things, which are, I don't know. He's not sure. He doesn't say for sure it's no good. He thinks maybe it's no good. Maybe. Not sure. Not sure. Not sure. Okay. Rabotai. The next Gemara has, I mentioned a minute ago. It's a Kola Mason Kulam. It says in the second wide line, a medium sized line, it says, well, first it said the first line, you need first color mason clio yad. Obavimo is dafka yad. Okay? Dafka yad. Come back. Then a color mason, mi bifnim, obavimo, mi bachut. What are those words mean? Mi bifnim and mi bachut. Please again turn to the Rosh, the Simon Mem Gimel, if you don't mind. The Rosh, Simon Mem Gimel. Every letter counts. The Ramban is Bedayik in the letter Mem. What's the Shaila? What do the words mean? Pirish Rashi. Bibifnim Becheder. Rashi on the Rift. The real Rashi. In the private room, the Bechut, the Shneom, in front of the whole Olam. Which Gaius says, no. Bibifnim, Masis Yodot Tachas Kaluka Vekoreh. You're from the inside. The Bechut means what? You're from the outside. That's which way you hit the golf two ways. Falls to your body in front of your body. Because the Ramban down, the Sabbath Kabbalah say, Mitzakama, mi bifnim, u mi bachut, lokama, bifnim, u bachut. Every letter counts. Okay? What does it say in Shulchan Aruch? Shulchan Aruch is very interesting over here. Very interesting. Sifid Gimel. I'll call our Mason, Yeshvo, the Kroa, bifnim, Shelo b'fnei ha'am. L'fichach, yesh l'hachas yodo b'fnim, v'koreya b'tzina. Amal ha'ave v'imo, eina koreya l'vibachut, b'fnei kol adam. What happened over here? It's Rambam. What do we get? What do you say over here? Which cut did he hold from? Both. So Rabbi Yosef's car, said he learned it. Yeah, he holds from both cuts. Say, what? He holds from both cuts. Rambam was like a Mishnah Brewer, yeah, he said this, he said this. Yerbei Shinai says cooler. It's not the Rambam style. What do you mean he also both chugs? What do you mean? He also both chugs. What do you mean? So the Chor, he has to help me. I saw what it means. He held. Well, the whole point is other than the Eno has to be the maximum exposure. So both didn't result. He has to have it in front of the biggest possible oilum, and it has to be from the outside. It's the same thing. And there's two shots in it. There's a machleik, it's possible like both. They both mean Shad and Gemara, that I wanted to suggest. But the Divrei itself doesn't like that too much. They can't mean both things. Ah, Rabbi Simon? Can't mean both things. You're agreeing with him. He says like this. It means, like Rashi in the Rift. It means in a private room with the person in public. So how did he know that in the Rift Gaius, not Mefurish in the Gemara? It is Mefurish in the Gemara. Where's the Mefurish in the Gemara? Because the Gemara is by Isha, a special dispensation. What do we give her a special dispensation we saw before? What does she do? We read it a minute ago. What does she do? Not Shalal. No. What does she do to Isha? Isha Karas Atachton, Umazirosa La Chorea, the Choseret, the Karas Atachton. Only by an Isha can she rip the inside one first. But by a man you cannot. It indicates to the Rambam that you're not allowed to rip from the inside. You can't have the inside before the outside. You can't have even the one garment from the inside. It has to be done from the outside. That's what he suggests. That's what he suggests. That's his chiddush. It's a halakha l'maisa for a man. You have to go from the outside down. That's the way people do. Those who rip the jacket and the shirt always rip the jacket first, no? You ever seen a shirt and then a jacket? Nah. They stop from the jacket. That's the din, he said. That for a woman, it's a special dispensation. Now, one more nakuda over here, because you see, the Rizgeya said you have to do it from the inside, means even if you wear only one garment, you have to do it from the outside for a parent, and for other relatives, you can do it from the inside. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Tachas ha-miktoren shalom, she'ena koreh b'vaput l'enei ha-kol. Rashi didn't say if you're wearing only one shirt and you're ripping the shirt, you can rip from anywhere you want, outside or inside. If you're wearing a jacket, which presumably is not going to be ripped, and you want to rip under the jacket, that you can't do. That's a much more limited version of the risk game. So it's unclear when the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, when he says both shatim, is he accepting the Rizgeyas version of that part of the pshat, or is he accepting the Rashi's much more limited version of that part of the pshat? That's the Divrei Tosfos as a Chakir, he doesn't resolve it. In my opinion, it's the Rizgeyas, the more chamadic version. He didn't mention anything about a Victoria, he didn't mention it, says he could cost him in a favor if he would have meant that. Came the relief. Oh. Also, another argument to Divrei Tosfos. He says, the Rambam's Lashon, which is the quote from the Mechaber, I'll call on Mason, Yesto the crow with him with the chiyus, Vidafka with him. I don't think it's true. I think it's Yesho means having an option, you have a choice. Doesn't mean it's a chiyus. The word Yesho can mean an option. That's what I thought. Now, what's the snake called them? Rambam's Lashon. I thought it means it's both to the Kriya, the Leviath. The way the Leviath work in America today is a room of the size where everyone sits. And then they go into the main chamber where there are hundreds of people sometimes. Where they rip? Especially for pen, you must rip in the main hall. But the many rabbis, they rip, you know, in the privacy. You see? They rip in the privacy zone. It's a chakra over Mela. Other, you know, I don't say it's Ma'akeh, but there are some people around. There's nobody there. It would certainly be preferred to rip the kriya for parents in the main hall where everybody is. I don't know. Last time I went to the intricacies, I think it was a different batal probably talks about it. But mitzvara, you should do it in the maximum possible exposure. That's how I understood it. That's what I thought. Okay, now the Kli story. There's a problem with the Muga Yosef over here that I asked you to see. The Muga Yosef is, I think it's supposed to be a dollar about Aleph. I think. It's a typo. Sorry, the extra stats got in there. He says, the Kli, the Sakin, Im, Eino, Yochol Biyad. Val Ove Vimo, Eino Rashoy Elabiyad. Holy. So, quoted in the Muga Yosef, referring to a case where you had no choice. I don't know what he means. What do you mean, Al Ove Vimo, you only use the F? You can't do it. You're physically incapable of doing it. How do you read the chapter of the Muga Yosef? See what he says? That you're allowed to use it's a shakrof, you're allowed to use the cleat, but you can't use your hand. And if you and so apparently you're not allowed. You're not allowed, what do you do? To exercise so you get strong enough to do it in your own hand? What does it mean? I'm not sure what he means. So I say he's a potter. So MS Dover suggests, have you already potter? Potter, you have no garments, you can't do it. What's the reason for